Chapter 4. A Treat for Rusty. Captain Ramirez called the emergency medical team. They whisked Aunt Violet off to the hospital emergency room, where a doctor examined her bruises and abrasions. Mrs. Porter and Arlene arrived with fresh clothes, and Arlene's parents called to say they were on their way. Then Captain Ramirez and Rusty stopped by to make sure Violet was all right. Finally, the doctor agreed to let her go home. "Oh, Arlene," Aunt Violet said, "I'm sorry to have worried you so. I guess I'm a foolish and stubborn old lady."
"Don't even think that way," Arlene said as she placed a washcloth moistened with cold water on Aunt Violet's forehead.
"You just wanted to make sure that Gary had a wonderful lion for his party."
"A lion?"
"Oh, yes, that's what we were going to make. Somehow I couldn't quite remember."
"Well, it really doesn't matter now anyway," Arlene said. "I guess the party will be canceled."
"Canceled?" Aunt Violet cried. "Don't be silly. We made all those jungle cupcakes. Let's go."
Everyone in Arlene's family knew that when Aunt Violet made up her mind, there was no use arguing with her. Aunt Violet wouldn't even allow the starting time to be postponed.
"No. Arlene and I planned it to start at 7 p.m., and that's that," she declared. "All we'll be missing is that cuddly lion."
"What lion is that?" Captain Ramirez asked. Arlene explained that the reason Aunt Violet had ventured out into the rain was to buy fabric to make a lion for Gary's party.
Captain Ramirez said, "Well, have a good time. I need to get Rusty home now. After a search and rescue dog goes off duty, he's just a regular dog. And this dog needs a bath, some dinner, and a little playtime."